This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thanks for listening to the Primetime with Isaac and Souk. I'm Souk, by the way, podcast. Brought to you on the fan by your local Les Schwab Tire Center, doing the right thing since 1952.
Ah, cute.
This is a Football Friday edition of Primetime with Isaac and Souk.
Driven by Gresham Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram.
On 1080 The Fan. The following show may contain adult themes not suitable for children.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk.
It does go well with a chicken.
How and why are you drunk at 6 o'clock?
Well, the how's pretty self-explanatory, and the why is because I thought we were leaving at 6 a.m. tomorrow. Ergo, Latin, plenty of time to sleep it off.
Club 1080, the hottest spot north of Milwaukee. At the Club 1080, Souk and Rob's passion are always the fashion at the club. They fell in love.
I love Dave Bartu.
Hey, before we get into more males sexually harassing females, because it just doesn't stop.
Oh, it doesn't. I don't know if there's a story like this that has had legs. Like, and it's not the same. It's not the same guy over and over. It's more
one after
and
the other.
And more and more.
It's
and
not going to stop. It won't stop.
No.
But there is a woman who
is a woman harasser?
Yes. And she has dropped out. So she's in. And the reason I know about this is because it was in Kansas. So I read about it.
Oh, I did see.
Did you read this?
I did see something about this.
So she is
like a senator,
she was running for Congress in Kansas. She's a liberal. And she, and I guess they say people there love her. Like she's like a rising star. Mm-hmm. Well, she got sued by a guy. Well, her former company got sued by a guy that worked under her. Mm-hmm. He claims she came on to him and he would not have sex with her. And so
the Jody Allen story.
Yes. And so she had to drop out of the race. She's claiming it's not true,
but
he sued the company for wrongful termination. He said the reason he was sued is because she stopped talking to him after he wouldn't do it with her.
Ah. Yeah, well, I mean,
so I don't know.
Equal time, right? I mean,
right, like if we're going to
If you're gonna go after the dudes, go after the females too.
Or just like the believability of it, you know? It's like you should probably give the benefit of the doubt to the accusers. Yes, sometimes there are false accusations. That does happen. They all need to be vetted. But it's like because he's a guy, does it seem less believable?
Yeah, because I think there's a stigma behind it where what guy, like there's a belief that any woman that comes on to a guy, that the guy will automatically say yes, right? That's the stigma out there. Like we can all believe that some creepy dude goes and hits on the hot girl at the office and the girl's like, get the hell out of here. But there's the it's just as dangerous to have this stigma that any female walks up to a dude and is like, let's party. And the guy's like, absolutely. The guy may be not attracted to you. The guy may be married in a relationship and I don't know, actually be faithful. You know, it does happen where I'm sure guys can turn it down. It's not like all guys are just animals that all you have to do is say here and now. I mean, most of them, yes, but there are the rare occasion where a guy does have the ability to say no. And then you do get the ones that are horse crap. If I don't know if you paid any attention to the Oklahoma running back that was accused of rape.
Yeah, so I didn't get charged.
Well, did you see some of the text messages that came out?
No.
It's pretty damning evidence. The girl that's accusing him went back and forth on text messages with friends bragging about having sex with him. And then sent him several messages asking to go out again and start a relationship, and he didn't respond to them. And then the accusation came out.
Hmm.
So, you know, it's... there are some elements. I mean, you should believe when someone is accused of something, but at the same time, there should be some burden of proof. And when it turns out the guy didn't do anything, I would hope that this doesn't stick to him. You know, it's, I would hope that he's able to move on from this and not be labeled under, well, he was accused once. It's the difference between being accused and being guilty of it. When there's evidence that proves you didn't do it, I feel bad for people that are stuck with that stigma hanging over their head. Now, for the jackasses that actually do it and admit to it, the Weinsteins and the Mario Batalis and the Matt Lauers, zero sympathy at all. Go away forever.
How about Dustin Hoffman?
Yeah, he's got another one.
More. So this gal, her name is Corey Thomas, and she was in high school when apparently Dustin Hoffman exposed himself to her in a hotel room. And then another gal, Melissa Kester, was a college graduate when Hoffman allegedly sexually assaulted her while recording audio for the film Ishtar.
Yeah. And by the way, you should be in prison for making Ishtar in the first place, let alone harassing someone.
There's a third woman who is anonymous, said that he assaulted her in the back of a station wagon and manipulated her into a sexual encounter that left her traumatized.
Yeah. And this seems to be kind of the common theme is that once you're accused, you didn't do it one time. Right? Like, none of these guys, I haven't seen one of these reports like, you know what? I was a good guy for 25 years. And then I decided to just go for that all too awkward grab for the boob just randomly at work and then never do it again. It's a pattern of behavior. And so whether it's Dustin Hoffman or Matt Lauer or Weinstein or any of these dirtbags, it's never one woman. It's like one is the one that breaks the seal on the cap. And then the floodgates open and someone's like, well, yeah, that happened to me too.
It is weird that for the most part, unlike Hoffman, a lot of these guys, well, not a lot. Some of these, there are a lot of, damn it.
Speak words, you do.
There are a handful of guys that have been accused where no one else has come out. And that is interesting to me because I just don't think you, like you say, you just don't do this once, right? Like you
it tends to
treat
be a
people
a
like this all the time.
Behavior.
Yeah, so I would imagine that most of these guys would have somebody else follow the first accuser, right? And Hoffman has. Weinstein, of course, did, but
most of them have multiple.
Well, but I haven't heard any more from anyone outside of NFL Network on any of those guys.
No, not necessarily, but there are a lot of women that worked for them that are saying that this is like the least surprising thing, and so that no one's come out. I haven't seen any other full-on accusations, but whether it's the Adriana Lawrence one that's coming out, there seems to be some general consensus that ESPN, the NFL Network, and sports places, this was fairly commonplace.
Yeah, I mean, look, I get that. I'm just saying that there are no more accusers of some of these guys, and I wonder why.
Well, give it time. We'll see what happens. Plus, the lady that's suing all those NFL Network people, allegedly she has all the text messages. So, I mean, she's claiming that she's got photos and text messages. And we know that Warren Sapp's part was true because he admitted to it. She accused Warren Sapp of giving her sex toys. And he's like, yeah, I did that.
Now, do you remember Super Size Me guy, the guy who ate McDonald's for 30 days?
Morgan Spurlock.
Yeah. Now, he's the guy I was referring to that is actually being preemptive about his sexual misconduct. And he released a thing called I Am Part of the Problem, where he confessed to inappropriate behavior. He has not been accused.
No. Except he's getting like a ton of blowback for admitting to this. People are saying that he's trying to use this to put his name out there in some sort of weird reverse, like bizarro PR move that people are like, yeah, way to try to make yourself relevant with the sexual harassment claim.
Yeah, so he's stepping down from his production company.
Yeah, even though no one's asking him to step down from his production company. He's claiming that...
said he called a former female assistant hot pants.
Yeah. Yeah, and then he's claiming in college that he had a... no way I have to describe it. He's saying it wasn't rape, but he's basically saying in college that he... Apparently he pressured someone into having sex that she didn't really want, and he's felt guilty about it all these years.
Actually, she did later accuse him.
Did she later?
Yeah. And he paid her. He paid her. He says that I paid for peace of mind. I paid for her silence and cooperation.
See, I thought that was the gal that he was...
Yeah, it was.
That was the gal that he was harassing at work, not the one in college.
Both.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he called her sex pants.
Yeah. Yeah, and he said that he's like a serial cheater.
God, these guys.
He said he throws it around and he's been really inappropriate and he's... So I don't know whether this is a good move or not. He says that it's only a matter of time before they came for him, so he's trying to get out in front of it. I don't know if that's a good move or not. I suppose.
I don't either. I see what he's trying to do.
Yeah.
Pretty self-serving, quite frankly. But I don't know. That may have backfired.
Is there something you'd like to tell the rest of us about?
No. Not at all.
When is your statement?
I've told you a million times. I am blown away by these idiots.
Seems like Rob's awful defensive, right? Not. I would never do this.
Dude, I am blown away. Like, how dumb are you that you will whip out your weenus and like, what do you think is going to happen?
At work.
Like, my God. And then some of them take pictures of it.
Yeah. Yeah, and send it to coworkers, unsolicited.
I just think these guys are so effing dumb. They're just dumb. Yeah.
Someone, we were talking about the Buchagras thing, and someone pointed out, they're like, you know that Buchagras and like growing up was really awkward and weird, but he got a good job, got some money,
and now
anyone that smiles at him, they're like, it's on. And some people are pointing that out, that a lot of people, you know, are awkward kids. They grow up and then they become celebrities. And then it's just, there's no standard of behavior.
I mean,
like anything goes.
I get that you're now famous and you got a little money and you feel pretty good about yourself. I still don't get, even if you're Matt Lauer, pulling out your wiener. And like, that's it.
That's your move.
That's what you do.
It's the go-to.
Seriously, you're dumb. Yeah. You're just dumb.
Well,
Marshall Faulk did it too.
It's a difference of opinions. Some would call these men innovators.
I just can't.
And how nonchalant it is. And just reading through some of the reports are stunning. And yet they got away with it for decades.
All right. Coming up next, hey, let's talk about Christmas traditions.
Yeah, I love a good Christmas tradition.
What are your Christmas traditions?
Besides pulling it out, you know?
What?
Mistletoe, right? Is that part of the...
You hang it on your D?
Is that the Christmas party? What are you going to do? It's Christmas tradition.
We'll be right back. Club 1080 on The Fan. Someone asked, is it okay to whip it out on your wife in the bedroom when she's reading a book? And the answer to that is absolutely.
Yes.
Of course you
right?
can. I do it all the time.
You just come out and you're like, oh.
What?
Sorry, I
couldn't find a towel.
That's called the Ted Kennedy move. Oops, I didn't know anyone else was in this room. Sorry about that.
But yeah, that's totally different. It's your wife.
Yeah.
Come on.
Although if the wife says no, then again, that's...
Which she would,
that's
but...
code for no.
Oh, true.
Yeah, no doesn't mean yes. No means no. Unless you have a safe word like pineapple or whatever and you're into that sort of thing, then by all means, have at it. How about this one? If forever, this is the universal rule. If you ever have to ask yourself, should I do this? The answer to that question is no.
Totally disagree.
Always side on no. Hey, should I send this? No. See, this is the thing, is we need to start a business. We need an app where you send us what you're thinking about sending.
We filter.
And then we have a team of experts in real time that will get back to you within like 10 seconds that gives you the thumbs up or thumbs down.
Now, I'm not saying like in the sexual harassment realm.
Yeah.
But I got to be honest. I don't like your line of thinking there. In other walks of life... The things that shouldn't be done are oftentimes the best things to do.
So what you're saying is, what is that? Fate favors the bold, if you will.
Fortune favors the bold.
Fortune favors.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
You go for it. Again, that's called the...
Go for it. Buy crypto coin.
That's called the raw opportunity right there.
Bitcoin or whatever.
And by the way, can I say that how long has Jeff been our boss?
Jeff has been our boss...
It's going on, what, 8 years or something?
He got
like
here
that?
In 2000...
Is he still in there?
8. Yeah, he's standing right there.
Now,
nice.
I don't think I've ever disappointed our boss, Jeff Baton Rouge, more than I just did in the last break.
Yeah, he was not happy with you.
No, and
nor was I. He's right.
There's shame and scorn being dumped upon me. So Jeff came in, with our hot Christmas gifts, courtesy of Entercom Radio. And our hot gift.
You guys want to know what we get?
It's a huge Christmas bonus.
Yeah.
I mean, it's...
It's like the Jelly of the Month Club.
Actually, no, I do not think it's as quality an item as Jelly of the Month. That's 12 months of jams and jellies.
Tell them what we get.
$25 to Honey Baked Ham.
Boom.
Now, it used to be $50.
Yeah, they cut it in half this year.
It's been cut in half.
Times are tough.
You could have enjoyed more Christmas bonus stuff at Piddick Mountain, Mountain Mansion last night.
Were they handing out free hams?
I know they're handing out free drinks.
Yeah, but...
And the food was very good.
All right.
Look, must say the food
Swagger,
was
let's
good.
Keep on task here. So anyway.
So we got it cut down to $25. So he hands us our coupon. And I looked down at it and I said, come to think of it, because Rob was saying they cut it in half. And I said, I think I have like four of these in my desk. I said, every time I reach into my desk drawer to get a pen or like you to go searching for a throat lozenge, I said, I think I have four or five of these sitting in the back. And the boss looks at me and goes, you know, those are expired. He goes, you have a year to use them. And I was like, well, I don't even know where a honey baked ham is. And I'm like, what the hell would I buy there? He was so disgusted at my lack of knowledge and respect.
I was too.
For the honey baked ham.
I'm
and
also.
Like, where's there even a honey baked ham? It's right
down
there.
The road.
It's literally a mile
John's
down the road.
John's Landing.
And look, now Swag's piling on too. And so when I said,
disgust me.
I said, I don't really cook ham. Jeff looks right at me in an exasperated tone, goes, they have more than ham. They have more
they
than
do.
Ham.
They do. If you go in there, they've got all
kinds
of
turkeys.
Stuff.
They got turkeys. They got the barbecued like, ribs are tasty.
They have cheesecakes.
Yeah.
And then again, when I reiterated, I don't know, I'm not going. I'm like, it's ham. And he responded with, once again, there's more than ham.
You're
going to
get fired.
He really wanted to hammer home the point. I'm just saying, in almost 10 years, of all the things that I have done, of all the meetings that I've missed, of all the emails that I haven't read, of all the dumb stuff I've said on the air, the one thing that pisses off my boss is my complete and utter lack of disrespect for the honey baked ham coupon.
I will say it is pretty alarming.
Like I
especially because you get them every year and you still don't know where it is.
Yeah. I didn't know everyone was so sensitive about hams.
Who doesn't like a tasty ham?
Honey baked ham's great. They have sandwiches. Little
that's
sandwiches.
True. There's a little restaurant in there, yeah. So you could go for lunch.
Yeah, delicious sandwiches you can eat with all the old
soups. There's they tasty, go in there for lunch. Tasty hearty soups.
I'd give you all my coupons, but apparently they're expired. But
my wife loves them. When I bring them home, she's like, oh, where's the other one? I'm like,
times are tough, baby.
Bad news, babe.
The best of our company just completed like a $1 billion merger. And we're getting our hand coupons cut in half. We just bought CBS Radio, like the second largest radio company in the world now.
That's a good point.
And we're like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Spent a lot of money on this merger, boys.
Got to pay for Francesa's pension now. Someone's, is that the deal?
We're going to have to make some cuts here, and I'll tell you what, the hams are going away. You can't even buy a whole ham with $25.
I don't think you can.
No. Hams are, because I've had to buy a ham before. Like, my brother does a big Christmas spread, and his wife does all the cooking. And
they're not cheap.
And so sometimes I'm in charge of the ham. And yeah, hams are like $40-$50.
So here is a hot honey-baked ham tip, yeah. If you'd like. Those gift certs are for $25 each, so they usually give us two for, so you have two of them.
So you can get in a whole ham, although apparently they have so much more than ham.
And this is why I give them to my wife, because she'll buy like bulk hams with them, right?
Yeah.
Like she knows what to buy. When I used to get them, like, because we get these every year.
And I think you get them at Thanksgiving too.
We do?
Yeah.
We used to get them around Easter. So you'd get them at Easter, and then...
Yeah, I think twice a year you'd get...
In the Thanksgiving Christmas window somewhere in there.
That's why I loaded up with ham coupons back in the office.
So I went in there. So if I used to get them and I didn't give them to my wife, yeah. I would just stop in there for lunch, and I would just pay for that. I'd be like, oh, I have this coupon. I'll just go in there for lunch.
Okay.
So you buy your meal, and it's $10 uh-huh. or whatever. They won't let you... You have to spend it all. They won't let you... Like, take 15 away.
You can't go to the pet store with the fake hundy and buy $8 worth
but
of kibble.
You can't get, like, a gift card back in return?
No.
You have to spend
the whole damn thing.
So what I ended up doing was I would do the old pay it forward thing. I would just say, hey, I would buy some stuff.
Lunch and on me.
I'd buy, like, a pie to go or something, yeah. And I'd take that home. So it'd be $15. And then I'd be like, here, take this. And then whoever's next in line... just pay for their stuff. That's nice. How you got to do it.
Rob just rolls in there just like a bigwig. He's like, "Hey,
I'm a high roller.
Next two people, ham sandwiches on me. I got this. You want the au gratin potatoes? You got them, lady." I just never thought that.
Look at Derek in Cedar Mill. He's never been more disappointed in you. You're off your rocker.
I don't know why I'm pissing everyone off with my lack of respect for the ham. I did not know that people felt this strongly about the honey baked ham. Lord,
it's delicious
ham.
No,
it's more than ham.
Honey baked ham.
I see. It's a very, very expensive ham. This is going to be like the time that I kept calling Reeser the big burrito. And I had, we've told this story, no lie, I had to sit in a meeting while the people from Reeser came in and educated me on the fact that they
on
were-
on their more, fine food products.
Yes, potatoes.
Potatoes potato salad. And all the fresh food, because we were trying to get Oregon State and they hated that I called it the big burrito. Because I remember growing up, Reeser's frozen burritos. I'm going to have another one of these. I'm going to have to sit down at the table while like the boss and some representatives from the ham industry come in and chastise me for not respecting the ham. It's like the only time I've ever been reprimanded in my career was over the damn Reeser food thing, and this is number two. Apparently I pissed off the ham industry and then the people at Reeser. Sorry.
Thank you. Apologies is a good start.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I will spend my $25 now at the honey baked ham.
And you're going to love it.
Your children will enjoy some tasty ham this holiday season.
You know what? You're a bad father.
Yes, I do not think that I have properly shown my family the ham love that they so deserve.
But seriously, hams are like, I mean, everybody needs a ham. It's like everybody needs plumbing services. By the way, I was going to tell you, I need plumbing now.
Oh, see?
Remember we were talking about we both need, you never know when you're going to need random plumbing services, like a plumbing gift card. That's what a ham is.
I just had to shell out $350.
Yeah, mine was
because the kitchen drain was all clogged up.
Is it ever under $200?
No,
was about $450.
And plumbers are worse than electricians.
Yeah, they know.
They get you.
Yeah, they just bump it up.
They get you. I never thought about that. So now ham's the equivalent of plumbing services. Now can I do the
just always useful?
I want to do the rum ham where I get rip-assed on ham. I want to soak a ham in some 100-proof rum. And then go down that road.
I think we have some of that in here.
I did get a bottle of Jameson, Irish whiskey today. I wonder if I could soak a ham in that. How'd that be? Some Jameson and ginger ale?
No, you want something that's got a little sugar in it.
Now, do you even know who gave that to you?
Jesse.
Yes.
B1 Jesse, and I thanked him very much on the text program.
All right, let's talk about Christmas traditions for the final half hour of this club.
Besides ham.
It is 6:32, and all right. Christmas is coming up. Did you guys know that? It's Monday? Next Monday.
I just figured out I'm having a very hammy Christmas. So I went back and looked at my desk. Boys, I am sitting on $300 right now in honey-baked ham coupons.
That's so money.
The main thing, you can do like serious Christmas shopping for like all the fringe. Because they also have like some like coffee cake sort of thing. So if you're going to somebody's house that you don't really know, you can take them a nice, coffee cake or dessert thing, and so you don't show up empty-handed.
Yeah, I went back and looked, and in my desk, I just had I've gotten out.
There you go.
Two of them, I think, are expired.
I can't believe those haven't been stolen yet.
Yeah, they're just sitting in there.
Nobody's going through Suk's desk.
That's not true at all.
Oh, really?
Stuff gets stolen around here all the time.
Well, that I'm not saying that. I would think.
No, my guest gets rummaged through all the time. When I get stolen, for a while, we didn't have silverware.
Yeah, I know.
And so I went to Freddy's, and I just got a big stack of forks and spoons.
Yes.
Those went like in a week.
I once pilfered a fork.
Yeah, that happened all the time. And then the other one that I get taken is dental floss. I always bring dental floss in, and it just disappears. And the frustrating part is I used to bring in the actual rolls of floss, and people wouldn't just take some floss, and I could care less, take a pull of it.
They just take the whole thing?
They would take the whole thing. And so then I had to go to taking flossers, the individual ones. But I can go through, those get taken, too. People just, apparently just take handfuls of them. People go through my desk all the time to take that crap. But apparently, no one wanted my ham certificates. So now I'm sitting on a mountain of honey-baked ham coops. And that's a good idea, Swag, with the fringe. It's going to show up to Yeah, so show up to people's homes and give them a ham. Hey, happy holidays.
Yeah, hand out a ham. Pete, you'll get hugged for the... Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, people go crazy.
Love them. They
it's
go
like
crazy
free T-shirts
for it.
At a basketball game.
Ham it up, right?
Yeah.
Pretty happy about this now. Maybe this has been my plot all along, as I've been stockpiling ham.
Yeah, so you just need to... next week, like one of the days that you're just, you know, a little early, go a half mile down the road to John's Landing up there and do a little shopping.
Just kidding. What if I went in and just bought, and like, I just, like the next people in line, like everything just went down the line is like, you get a ham and you get a ham and you get a ham. I'm just going to go in there and just buy something for everybody. Sandwiches on me. Like
as long as you take Crawford to videotape it, that'll be fantastic.
That'd be kind of fun, right? To just go in and be like, hey, nothing major, but like you said, they serve like sandwiches for lunch. Just be like, yeah. The next $300 worth of sandwiches and lunches, those are on me.
You put on a little Santa hat. And
that'd be a great way for you
sit
to...
sit there and converse with the olds. And...
Yeah, yeah, the olds are going to love you.
That's not going to work. You know me. I don't like dealing with people out and about.
It would just be a great way for you to spread some goodwill.
Yeah.
And I think you should.
Some holiday cheer, if you will.
Get a hold of your boy Donlin or Gianola and get a news crew down there.
Yeah. Get yourself some pub.
Because you can't do anything nice unless someone's there to document it, right?
Right.
That's what I love about it.
Well, that's the only way we'll believe you. It's not about...
True.
Well, look, the idea of doing that is great, except all the interaction with people. That's very much... not me. But the idea of giving out the hams, that's great. I just don't want to.
How much is a ham?
A big ham? They're like 40, 50 bucks.
No, just
I think a decent sized one there is usually in that 20 to 30 range, depending on.
Okay. So you could give out.
Give out a lot of hams.
Wait, hold on. Let me.
I'm shopping online right now to see what a ham's going to bring me.
Hey, you can give out 10 hams.
It's pretty kick-ass.
You think they get... Well, you wouldn't want to go during lunchtime.
No.
Because a bunch of people in there are getting sandwiches and stuff.
Yeah, but if you hit that right about 1:30...
Yeah, 1:30, you could probably go sit there all day and give... Like, because they probably don't get a ton of people coming in.
Yeah.
You know? But you could probably sit there all day and give a ham to everyone that comes in that store. And imagine their day. How much... Imagine how great
well,
that would feel.
Next week, not so much. It'll get busy next week.
Yeah, I'm looking here. A quarter ham is going to run me about 30, 35 bucks for a nice quarter spiral cut ham. I may do this. I kind of think this is fun.
There's no way you'll ever do it.
What else am I going to do? I got six of these. I can't spend $300 in ham coops.
Yeah, you can.
Yeah, you can, and they're actually pretty
Absolutely.
Quick.
Absolutely.
What the hell am I going to do with $300 in hand?
Get you a shopping cart. Say, fill it up, baby.
Like I said, they've got, there's also sliced honey-baked turkey breasts.
I just want to do this when they ring me up and they're like $2.96.
They've
like,
got
oh.
like the little frozen things of sides. If you like your sweet potatoes or a little green bean casserole, you can get some sides.
I'm going to do the strange brew. That'll be $2.96. I believe there'll be no charge on this order. Boom! Give him a free ham! I do. I think I'm going to do this. I think I'm going to go and I'm going to give out Christmas hams. And I wonder if I'm going to strategically do it. I'm going to lurk in the store and I'm going to see, first off, hot single moms. That obviously will be the first choice. I'll look for the wedding ring. And then after that, after I get by hot single moms, then I'll look for the needy. I'll look for the people that just feel like they could use some holiday ham. And I am. I'm going to go through and I'm going to randomly just walk up and be like, hey, you know what?
Look, Rob's out of here. I have to be here manning down the fort. So we're going to need some video evidence, documentation of how this goes down.
Photo with each of your ham recipients.
The kink. Take a little ham selfie.
Yeah, get a selfie. Yes. Say, hey, look, in return, I got to get a photo of you. You need to sign this waiver right here.
A release waiver. Yeah, you're going to... You, can
well, you
have,
know how it is these days.
You can have this ham, but I'm going to go ahead and need you to sign up.
I would also like you to sign this non-disclosure about the fact that I pulled out my wiener.
That's only when the hot single mom is getting ham. Are there hot single moms that buy ham?
Yes.
And if so, which location?
I think John's Landing is your best bet
there. I think it'd be good.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I still think you're going to get a lot of olds, but that's good.
Yeah.
Hook the olds up. They deserve it.
All right.
Let's get out of here, shall we?
Let's do it.
Do we have another segment left?
Yeah.
Oh, we do.
We can call Big John.
Okay. I was going to talk about Christmas traditions, but we've spent two segments.
We're starting a new one with Souk, where he just hands out the Christmas hams every Christmas.
I'm
going to
stockpile my hams every year, the ham coupons, and then this is going to be an annual tradition.
John wraps it up next on The Fan. Okay. This is it. Our final 5 minutes of broadcast. For a while between you and myself.
Yes, the last time that we will be paired together until the new year.
After the new year.
Yeah, because, well, I'll be here next week, but you'll be gone. And then the week after that, I'll be gone, and you'll be here.
And then the week after that, you'll be gone again, from what I gather.
Yeah.
When are you coming back?
That Friday.
The 5th?
The 5th.
So we won't be back together till January 8th.
Well, January 5th.
Oh, you're going to be back for that show?
Yeah, yeah. I come back on Thursday.
Oh, that's stupid.
Well, I was going to be back on that Thursday. Remember, the boss had me work that Wednesday. So,
well, either way, changed out. It's, hey, I'd like to report something. May I? Hi, John.
Report away. Hey.
Hello?
Hey, if you go down and start handing out free hams, you better take me with you or you're going to get arrested.
What? Why am I going to get arrested handing out hams?
Because I'm the likable one. If it's just you lurking in a restaurant handing out hams, somebody's going to press charge.
Yeah, they're going to be like, what's the catch?
It's possible, but
you need me to be the go-between. I'm going to have to be the go-between here and be the buffer. You can still give out the free hams, but you alone, somebody's going to misinterpret it, and you're going down, my friend.
Well, I understand, especially, again, me trying to hand it out to the hot single mom. But adding you to the – have you seen the two of us together? Like, people are going to assume that we've got a van outside.
No, listen, I'm much more likable than you. So what I do is I set the table. I'm like, listen, hey, ma'am, my brother over there, famous radio celebrity, would like to hand out a free ham. Would that be okay with you? And then she'd look at me, and they'll see you over there, and they'll be intrigued, and they'll be like, sure. And then you come over and hand out the free ham. If you just leap from the bushes and like, here's a free ham, lady, you're going down.
I kind of like the idea. What if I jumped out and just went, ham, and then just like hucked a ham at you?
See?
That's a
song. You're going down. One, I need to be there to document it. And two, I need to be there to keep you out of jail.
I'm just worried that
he just wants a free ham.
I feel like you're just angling for a ham. By the way, I've got one for you. The boss gave me a coupe for you.
I was going to say, I have been the recipient of a gift ham from both of you, and it's a lovely present.
Yeah.
And you know this is true. You've got my wife all worked up right now. She's stomping around wondering why we don't get free ham.
Well, you know, I've got free ham for you. I mean, the boss gave me my $300 in ham coupons are separate from the coupon that the boss gave me to give to you.
I would like to report this to you, that there is a woman in our office. Her name is Teresa.
Yeah.
She is in charge of passing out the ham coupons.
Yes.
And let me tell you something. She has a clipboard and a checklist.
Yeah, she knows.
You don't make that list.
No.
Like, you're not a full-time guy. You ain't on that list.
You ain't getting that ham.
You ain't getting written in either.
No.
It's very prestigious is what you're telling me.
Yes. It's a big deal.
Yeah, working here, John, it's all about plaques and hams. I mean, I'm sorry, but you're not a full-timer here. But I can assure you that the boss has given me, tell Heather, that the boss, Jeff Austin, has authorized a ham coupon to you that I have in my possession. And then on top of that, I have the $300 in extra ham. And if you play your cards right, that $25 ham, John, that can get bumped up to a 50 if you play your cards right.
That aside, I'm saying I'm pro the idea of you giving back to the people. I just think you need to have a buffer there to keep it from going astray.
Can I? Swigard makes a great point. First of all, Honey Baked Ham owes us so much money for this advertising, it's not even funny.
We didn't even mean for this to happen. This turned into like a 45-minute infomercial.
What other radio show could do 45 minutes on effing ham?
None. I bet those Comcast people are really sorry you're not on TV right now.
Believe me, the alternative is staring into white. Trust me.
Yeah, we're watching
way
it.
Better.
They got the talking ball is on.
Yeah, this is the ham is a much better conversation. Yeah, I do feel like Honey Bake owes us a little something. You know.
Oh,
like
I think they do. There's no doubt about that. You know what though? We'll give back a little. I'm just saying. I kind of want to be a part of it.
All right. Well, hey, will you be filling in on some shows while Sook's gone?
With you? I'd love to.
Okay.
I think we have a special holiday edition of the Sooks of Hazzard next Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
But I would love to come in and do a after holiday edition with Sook and Rob.
Yeah, put on your calendar the Wednesday after next, and it will be you and I.
Okay, I will do that. That'd be great.
All right. Love you. Merry Christmas.
Hey, Merry Christmas to you guys too. Love you.
All right. There he goes. So here's what I was going to tell you. So I'm leaving on vacation.
Mm-hmm.
And this, you know, I'm all like I've been here since August. I haven't missed a day since August. I think I might have taken one day for golf, but
you've been here a while.
Well, I'm just telling you
that
all this talk, we're always on vacation. I did the whole Pac-12 Media Day and on run this year.
Yeah.
Didn't miss a day and never got sick.
Tip of the cap. See, I was sick. Missed a day
you
or
got
two
sick.
From B&O.
But I'm just saying, like these labels that we get for always being on vacation or always being sick. No.
Rob's been here.
We powered through this fall.
Because next, on Monday, people will be like, Rob's gone again.
Oh, he's gone again. F you.
It's well earned.
I deserve this one. You guys have a great time. Have a Merry Christmas, Mr. Sukanik.
Enjoy Monterey and get drunk for me.
Mr. Swigard, thank you for filling in. I will be back on the broadcast, I believe, the 26th is when I return. Everybody have a great, safe, and happy holiday. And Big Sook and Luke are back on Monday?
I don't know. It might just be me and Lynch. The only thing we have locked in place is there will be the Sooks of Hazzard on Wednesday. Monday, Tuesday, it'll be me and some other
expect
people.
More holiday shenanigans.
There you go.
Probably 4 more hours of Honeybaked Ham.
Something along those lines.
656. This is The Fan.
Red Ships of Spain. Red Ships of Spain.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.